And it's time for me to commence Graham Pascoe's morning music to entertain you. And in today's program, I'll be playing recordings by people including Pat Boone, LMA Morse with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, Doris Day and Buddy Clark, a fine duet, Bing Crosby and Al Jolson in another duet, Peggy Lee and Patti Page and others we included in the program. I'm going to begin by remembering two birth anniversaries, Pat Boone and Nelson Riddle.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. When I cry, each time I saw the tide take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would ever be true, but somehow
Letters in the Sand, written by Nick and Charles Kenny and Fred Coutts, sung by Pat Boone. It was top of the hit parades in Australia in 1957. Pat Boone was born this day in 1934.
He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot spots are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang-banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues. a three. Hear the hammer knocking, see the anvil rocking. He sings the boogie blues while he's hammering on the shoes. See the hot sparks flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang banging rhythm. You get a lot of kicks out of the blacksmith blues.
Ella Mae Morse sang the Blacksmith Blues. That was a hit in 1952, and on that recording, she was accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, an acclaimed orchestra leader, and today's the anniversary of the birth of Nelson Riddle in 1921. Joe McCoy wrote Why Don't You Do Right. You just heard a recording of the song with Betty Goodman's orchestra and vocalist Peggy Lee, and that was a hit in 1945. I'm going to play another version of the song in maybe half an hour or so.
I'm sweet. sweet Aunt Candy, Aunt Candy is sweet on me.
Yes, I do love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody. Yes, I do
love somebody.
Yes, I do love somebody. Yes, I do
love somebody,
but I won't say who.
He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly entree nous?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially,
I love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
The last two songs were written by Alice Kramer and his wife Joan Whitney. Candy was sung by the quartet, the American quartet known as Manhattan Transfer in the 1970s, and Love Somebody, sung by Buddy Clark and Doris Day, with great success in 1948.
Wise men say only fools run. But I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I
was Elvis Presley, I Can't Help Falling in Love. Hope you're enjoying the program.
Mm-hmm.
Treat Georgia Brown. That was the theme song for the Harlem Globetrotters, if I remember correctly. It was a composition of Ben Burney in 1925, and the recording that I played was by the band of Earl Hines. Tommy Dorsey's band and an unidentified chorus took us to the sunny side of the street.
Should I tell you
Callan sang Should I Tell You I Love You. It was written in 1946 by Cole Porter for a New York show called Around the World. And Kelly Callan was accompanied by the orchestra of Sonny Burke.
Should fall in love with you. Do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or stress you? Supposing I should say, for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
you do right, like some other men do. Why don't you get out of here? Give me some money too. Why don't you do right, like some other men?
Janet Seidel and the Mellotones made a recording of Why Don't You Do Right in Sydney in 2003. So that's the one that you just heard. And before that, Sposen, sung by Harry Price with Melbourne band Tabasco in 1999. Sposen was written back in 1929 by Paul Deniker and Andy Razaf. My next selection is a song introduced in New York in 1953, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein for a show called Me and Juliet.
No other love have I, only my love for you. Only the dream we knew. No other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and into your arms I'll fly. Locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I. No other love. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
Harry Como sang No Other Love. One of the most prolific songwriters in the first half of the 20th century was Irving Berlin. And the next song you'll hear is one that he wrote for a New York show called Friar's Frolic in 1911.
Al, Well, you're a guest here today. Don't you think you ought to start this tune?
No, I don't think so, Bing. I may be a guest and all that, but I think you ought to start it.
Well, it was written a little before my time. I'm afraid it might date me.
Date you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the first time you heard this song is when your mama had you on her lap, you know, listen to me singing.
Oh, no. I came to the show on a go-devil that
a
day.
A go-devil?
Yes, sir.
Well, Bing, look, let's stop this kidding. I think you ought to start it.
No, you ought to start it.
No, you start it,
please. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you insist.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in here. Come on in here.
Oh, you dog.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here. Come on in here. About the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band. What am? Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along. Come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man. Up to the man. Who's the leader of the band?
And if you care to hear the Suwannee River played in ragtime,
come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
That's the mighty Xander himself playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Ain't nobody else.
Boy, he's a riverboat man.
Riverboat? What do you know about riverboats?
Oh, I made many a happy buck on them riverboats.
Playing in the band?
No, no. Making four the hard way.
Two deuces,
that's
huh?
That's it.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Well, here I come.
Come on in here.
I'm standing right here.
Here's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band, what am? Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
Here's my lily white.
Up to the man.
The mighty man.
I'm talking about the man.
The leader of the band.
And if you care to hear that Swanee River play.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
I think Bing Crosby and Al Jolson had fun singing that recording Alexander's Ragtime Band with Morris Toloff's orchestra in 1947. I'm going to play now a selection of Irving Berlin songs. So I wonder if you can identify the voice.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. The Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the Army and not in a band. This is the Army, Mr. Brown. I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the Army routine. And every doughboy knows.
the stage door canteen. It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue skies. If today
singer of that medley of early Vermeulen songs was Vera Lynn. And of course, that was a recording made in 1962.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. Thank you. human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
The Canadian singer Diana Krall sang I'll String Along With You, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren for 1934 motion picture 20 Million Sweethearts.